Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
It's that time.
It's that time. We're just a bunch of queers all catching up in the studio today. My baby's in the way. How are you going, Beth? By the way,
I'm going all right, Alice. How's it going?
Look, you know, the sun's shining, and I'm with gorgeous company here. We have Andrew Patterson and Jack Buchanan, both from A Slightly Isolated Dog. We're talking about Don Juan, which is on at the moment for Q Theatre. Not for long, though. You've only got two more chances to see the show. Don Juan, which has had an illustrious round of shows over the years. When did you guys first premiere the work?
About 9.5 years ago.
No.
Almost 10 years ago.
That was when I was four.
We did it at Circa Theatre.
Gosh.
And I think it was May of
2015.
Thank you.
2015.
Yeah.
I was literally nine then.
Yeah.
Crazy. So you premiered it at Circa, and then it's been on the road pretty much that time. You guys have done Edinburgh, you've done Adelaide.
We've done several Australian tours with it. We've been to the Adelaide Cabaret Festival. We've toured New Zealand. We've done Ireland.
Oh, what were the Irish like?
Clonmel. It was a great time.
Yeah, gorgeous.
I loved all the Catholic jokes.
We probably should talk about the show Don Juan, which of course is a classical figure in opera, in literature, in theatre. This idea of this absolute Love Island bachelor kind of fuckboy type dude, goes around having it off with the ladies and the lads and all in between, killing people?
I think we'll all agree it's relatable content.
Absolutely.
We've all been there.
It's pretty much, it's a hand-to-heart story, sincere story there. But it's a kind of it's a playful retelling, right?
Yeah.
And you are both, so you need to kind of explain this premise, right? Which is you are in a French travelling theatre company.
Yeah,
correct.
What, does it have a name?
The name of that theatre company is A Slightly Isolated Dog.
Yeah.
We like to blur the lines between fiction and reality.
Gorgeous, very postmodern. And you are actually French theatre thespians who are retelling the story to the audience.
Yes.
So I need to ask, so where did these Frenchies come from?
Well, it started with our director, Leah Jean Peters, when we were first making Don Juan. The sort of themes of Don Juan around being bold and doing everything that you want to do without repercussion.
Yes.
And in New Zealand we're quite shy and
repressed,
if you will.
Yeah, well,
very
Catholic.
And there's something about being French that feels so impassioned and bold, and you are able to go up to someone and say, you're the most beautiful person I've ever seen. Whereas as a Kiwi, it's hey, how are you?
Totally. So actually it's about being given a license, this sort of license to be a bit more bold, I guess. And in some ways, I mean, obviously we all went to drama school. We can be bold as the day is but the idea is also you're doing that as a device for the audience to be bold with you, right?
That's right. So you find that this mask of these French people that you put on, just it lets you be in a way, like Andrew says, that you could never be with a stranger otherwise.
Yes.
And it very quickly just unlocks this playful, joyful energy.
Yes.
And so, quite quickly, within 15 minutes of pre-show, we've got this room into this lovely place where these strangers who might have expected to come and sit in the dark and watch a show are suddenly titillated and feeling a little naughty, having another Chardonnay and ready to go.
Yes, gorgeous.
But trying to celebrate the audience as well. We can't do the show without them. Otherwise, it's five crazy people on a stage screaming.
We're just there on a good day. I have the pleasure of seeing the show and others that you guys have done over the years. And I remember seeing, I think I saw an iteration at the Basement, and there was an entire bank of folk who stood up and they were screaming. screaming with laughter, like literally screaming. Actually, I've seen it at Q as well. I've seen maybe two seasons of the show. And never before would I sort of see like a sort of a middle-aged dude who just like was standing up with a hat on and like screaming and giggling like a little schoolgirl.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful. Mm. Like that's what we want, right? We want people to feel like they can come and have a good time. Mm. So you guys are, I mean, we sort of refer to your, this like performance style as like clown. And of course, people, you say clown, people freak out and go, can't sleep, clowns will eat me. And we're thinking like big top circus clown with like freaky nose and like weird teeth. But clown obviously comes from like a really long lineage, like performative lineage. So when that word is used, how do you guys say that kind of pertains to your performance? Like how do you say, how is it clown? Like what is clown to you guys?
I think like in within the context of our shows, the way that they're close to clown is like clowning for me is like all about like innocence and naivety. Mm-hmm. And so like the characters that we play are sort of like they're all in on one thing all the time. And that thing can change really quickly.
Ah.
And they can be instantly all in on the next thing. There's no logic to it. It's all just like passion and emotion and enthusiasm. Yeah.
There's something about clown logic. I always kind of describe people. Clown logic is kind of like the logic of maybe a 3-year-old toddler where it's like you give them the banana, they go, oh, thank you. They bite into it. You said, no, 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 you've got to peel it. And they go, oh, and they peel the banana, throw away eat the skin and throw away the body.
Yeah,
it was like, that kind of, so it might have a logic, but it's completely hidden. And it's about finding the next logical step. Andrew, what about you? What is clowning or this notion of clown for you?
I think the show has a lot of like Lazzi, if you will.
It's
and
an Italian term from Commedia dell'arte. Do you want to describe what Lazzi is?
Oh, God, no. just sort of...
like a gag.
Gags, like very mathematical choreography to go like 1, 2, 3, punch. And it's a ba-dum-tsh at the end of a physical score.
I think of like Charlie Chaplin as like the master of like Lazzi.
And actually, interestingly, when Silo Theatre did Mr. Burns, the post-electric play a few years ago, I was like deep in The Simpsons again. I actually have a weird like, I mean, it was my childhood.
It's so good.
And you go like, oh yeah, The Simpsons has these clown archetypes in them as well. So like the, as you say, the timing, the boom bumps, it's physical theatre, but it's also like it draws on popular culture or all that kind of stuff. So you guys are doing this show, and so it's would you say it's interactive? Like, is that, are you scared to use that term?
I think we try to avoid that term, but like, because I think people have a preconceived notion of what interactive theatre is, and that I think it comes from a lot of like stand-up comedy that they're gonna be like
heckled?
Picked on, and like made fun of, and so like,
which is icky,
yeah, and like, and all we want, and we all hate like interactive theatre as makers.
Yes,
we find it very difficult, and so all we wanted to do is like whatever you do is the perfect thing and is the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen done, and they truly are like. The minutiae of people's beautiful lives that you see like stand up on stage, you're like, cool, you've never done this before, but you're being so bold, and it's just gorgeous to watch you play a statue.
Yes.
Well done. Yeah, okay, you know, so you guys are sort of endowing people as things and places and that kind of thing. And I guess actually that's probably a good point, is it I would say in the company of these actors who are all extraordinary, there's 5 of you.
Yes.
And really, really well versed, they hold you so well. It's like really fun. And think of it in the spirit of like cabaret, or think of it in the spirit of like a really well facilitated experience with like your best friends, as opposed to, as you said, like the heckling stand up kind of vibe.
The way we like to frame it sometimes is like it's make believe dress ups for adults with alcohol.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that needs to go on the poster. Okay, so you've got Don Juan. You've got 2 more shows tonight and tomorrow at Q Theatre. What time's the show?
7:30.
Oh, which is like, honestly, have a couple of drinks.
Oh, please.
Go. It's like such a great
Bring me one.
Yes, I'm sure I've seen you sculling some Chardonnay in the show before.
Only if I'm offered.
I mean,
part of a very specific Lazzi.
Yeah. Of course. Yes, and it follows.
It's part of my clown.
Yes. It's on only 2 times. So you can go to qtheatre.co.nz to grab have tickets, you might be lucky to get them on the door. But there's a lot going on in Q Theatre at the moment. Of course, there's camping, there's these guys, there's a bunch of stuff going on at Basement Theatre. So it's, there's a hive of activity out in that kind of Q Theatre, Basement Theatre precinct. So you should go and like have a good time. I always say this, this is like the sting. Go, grab a drink, support theatre, because there's only a couple more weeks till Christmas. And this is like your Christmas, this is your Christmas show offering, right? So make it a merry time. Book, definitely go with friends. And if you go alone, you'll make friends. I'm not joking.
We'll introduce you to people.
I feel like maybe the last show I've seen, there was a bit of a like you guys kind of introducing audience members to each other. So the spirit of generosity in Christmas is there. That is us.
Beautiful. So Alice, when does it start again?
So you've got tonight and tomorrow. It closes tomorrow night. So
tomorrow night.
Two chances to see the show at Q Theatre. Go to qtheatre.org.nz .co.nz to book your tickets.
Beautiful. Thanks so much. That was Alice Canton speaking with Andrew and Jack about Don Juan, a slightly isolated dog. That's on tonight and tomorrow at Basement Theatre. Tickets from qtheatre.co.nz.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.